Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
And we're back on a Monday. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Appreciate you being with us. Also, as we stream on X during our final hour and on Stadium as well. Coming up on the show, the Bucks look to make a statement in Motown while the Seahawks try to continue their winning ways, this time in the Emerald City. We were bar hopping a little bit on Saturday, not surprising. And we went to this one place in Arlington, and I don't know how we ended up there. But it was like going back in time. It was like this older bar. Nobody was on their phones. Older music was playing. And it was just like being in this space where we went back like 30, 40 years. And I have to say, I really enjoyed it. Everybody was just talking. Nobody was on their phones. The vibe was good. That's a rare thing. That's really hard to find in 2025, where you find a space where everyone's just kind of sitting around enjoying the vibe and enjoying one another. And every time I experience something like that, I'm like, I wonder if I'll ever see this again. But it was great.
Was it an older demographic?
Yes.
Because I have this theory that, like, I think older people still know how to, like, congregate in bars and, like, socialize. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm being too mean to, like, the younger generations. It just feels like when you see, like, I don't know, 25-year-olds and under at bars, they are glued to their phones. Even if they're being social. You know, and they're making videos and they're making TikToks or whatever. But it does feel like, you know, the older generation, there was a time where they had to learn to socialize in person. Jenks, mm-hmm. I am saying like disturbing things about people like, now you can do all of these things with ChatGPT where you don't even need a significant other. It's like, gross.
That's
or,
becoming
like, people
a thing.
Need so many things just to talk to people. It's like people cannot approach somebody in the wild without some sort of help from the internet or their phones. So that is a skill that I feel like is one thing that the older people have over the younger people.
Well, that's one thing. We got one thing.
That's the only thing.
Ah, yeah, it was good. Everything was kind of, it was run down a little bit, but I'm like, I don't know. I kind of appreciated that. If anyone was on their phones, it was us. We took a couple pictures and they were like, all right, let's put our phones down. And it was a good time. So for the old guys like me, it was nice. Just some good conversation and some good music. Let's make some sweet music tonight with our best bets. How about that? We got two bets to talk about. Also, if you want to place your bets online, let me tell you about our Pro Football No Sweat token. You can go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win at BetMGM. That is a deal. Let's start with Bucks and Lions in Motown tonight. The Lions are laying 6. The Lions are minus 285 on the money line. The Bucks are plus 230. Total set at 52 and a hook. This line opened Lions minus 4.5 in some places, went to 5.5, and now it's at 6. I like the Bucks here. Chessa, what am I missing?
I don't know. Like, do I need to get glasses? Like, is this Bucks team that I have been watching something different than what we are basing the line on here, especially since Mike Evans is supposed to be back and help Baker Mayfield, who's looked like an MVP for most of the season? Getting 6 points in this game Like, I don't understand. Like, maybe you say, okay, the Lions are a high-powered offense that certainly can score a ton of points, and that's expected in this game since the total's 52.5. So points are not going to be at a premium in this game. But I do think if somebody can keep pace, it's the Bucs offense. Because Baker Mayfield has been doing it even with his, like, fourth, fifth, and sixth string receiver in these games. He has been very good with his feet as well at extending drives. And this defense for the Bucs as well, I think, matches up pretty well with the Lions, because we know the Lions have a veteran quarterback in Jared Goff, but this Lions team is so much better when they can get the run game going. And the Bucs have been one of the best run defenses in the entire NFL, so I don't know what I'm missing here. I do think this is going to be a close game. Maybe the Bucs don't win, but I'll definitely take the six.
Yeah, I'll grab the six too. The only thing that scares me is the money coming in, but you can't let that scare you. You can't say, hey, the money's going the opposite direction. Obviously, you'd rather have everything align, but sometimes it's just not the right side. I will say this has been a big betting weekend for the public, because the public tends to bet on favorites, and favorites have been crushing it this weekend. So we'll see if that continues to be the case tonight in Motown. But with the way Baker's playing, and we'll still see if Mike Evans suits up or not, I just don't think it matters. I don't think it matters because of this Lions secondary, because Baker just elevates everyone around him. He is doing whatever it takes to win. It is working. The Bucs look like they could play for a Super Bowl. I don't know if that's going to happen, but at this point in the season, I wouldn't be shocked with the way they have suited up and found ways to win, and they've been eking by teams. But look, Cowboys don't matter. This is the National Football League. If you're winning, you're winning. And also, the Lions are without two of their starting cornerbacks. I think that's the real key for me, is that this is a very middling Lions pass defense anyway, like ranked around 15th in the National Football League. Then you take away two of their top corners. I just don't think it's going to matter with Baker. I think he's going to have a big game. I'm with you. I'm on the six.
I just feel like I keep trying to poke holes in the Bucs, and I've been doing this since the week that they played the Eagles. And you say, okay, the Eagles are a really physical team. They lost to the Eagles. That's going to be a tough week to go on the road to Seattle and play against the Seahawks. So maybe the Bucs are going to lose that game. No, they wanted an absolute shootout. Then you look at the next week, you're like, okay, back-to-back games where it's been like exhausting. A physical game against the Eagles, shootout against the Seahawks in Seattle. Then you have to come back home and play the Niners. They win that game by 11, 30-19. So it just feels like one of those things where we have also been doing this with the Indianapolis Colts, where you say, well, at some point, you know, they're not going to look good. And they just keep looking good. So to me, it feels like the market is just not fond of respecting some of this mid-market, some of these mid-market teams. Like, Baker Mayfield still does not feel like a top-tier quarterback to a lot of people. So I think some people are kind of waiting for his downfall. And the same goes for, like, Daniel Jones. Like, I am still one of those people that feels like we're living in, like, an alternate universe. But at what point in the season do you start to actually give these teams credit? So I think the Bucs certainly deserve their credit here.
And can I just say, I'm shopping around a little bit. Now I'm seeing Lions minus 6.5. Like, if you look around,
we'll take the 6.5.
We'll take the 6.5. All right? You want to go to 7? We'll take the 7. I don't know what is happening here. This is almost making me nervous. This makes no sense at all. Do you have a feeling when it comes to the total, or is your prop you like?
All right, so I think we both like this one. So let's start off with Baker Mayfield, because, again, he has been the heart and soul of this Bucs team. And also,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
He's been somebody who has really racked up the passing yards, mm-hmm. even in games in which the game script has been positive. Because usually I'm not a huge fan of taking quarterback passing yardage props in games that I feel like they can win. But you look at Baker Mayfield over his last four games, and here are his yardage totals. 256, 379, 289, and 233. So two of those where he's gone over 250 yards have been wins. Like, granted, that one against Seattle where he threw for 379 yards, that's probably not going to be replicated, but maybe it will. Like, the total in this one is 52.5, Jenks. So if anybody can go up and down the field and force you to play in this style of game, it's the Lions. So I just feel like no matter what the game script is tonight, I think Baker Mayfield could be throwing the ball a ton. And his passing yardage prop is in the 240s. I think that's definitely worth a play.
Yeah, I'm definitely on that as well. And I'm shopping around to find the best price I can find. And I did have Baker Mayfield over 240 in a hook at minus 140. I just found it at 239 in a hook. And the over is minus 115. So
we'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that, and we'll take the +7. So I like the over as well. And also, I think that Lions offense is going to want to get back on track after that loss to Kansas City. And also, I will say it's not too much of a factor, I don't think. But also, the Lions on turf with all of their speed back home, that tends to lend itself to a higher scoring game. So that's what we get tonight at Ford Field. Yeah, I'm going to be on the over as well with the total set at 52.5. How about the other game? Seahawks hosting the Texans, the Seahawks laying 3. Seahawks minus 175 on the money line. The Texans are plus 145, and your total is a low 41. I like the Seahawks here, -3. Just like I feel like we're not giving the Colts enough credit because of Danny Dimes, or maybe the Bucks enough credit because of the Bucks. I just feel like the market is still low and not believing in Sam Darnold, and I don't know how long or how many times I'm going to have to say that. But even last year, people just could not believe he was up for the MVP. This year, he has 11 touchdowns and 3 picks. And in that loss to the Bucs a couple weeks ago, he throws a late pick, and people say, oh, that's Sam Darnold. Dude, he led the Seahawks to 35 points. The Texans are very good against the pass. But I just don't know if offensively Houston has enough to keep up with Seattle and Jackson Smith and Jigba and Kenneth Walker III. The Seahawks are the more balanced team, and I think that lends itself to opening up the passing game. So I think it's a short price on Seattle. I'm going to lay the 3.
Yeah, it just feels to me like the Seahawks are the more explosive team. And if they start scoring points at will, I'm not sure if the Texans can keep up. Because, like, you look at some of these games, you're like, oh, they scored 44 points last game against the Ravens. The Ravens are in the dumpster. They scored 26 against the Titans. The Titans are not good. We know this by now. But in these other games, like, you see the offensive line get absolutely bullied. Like, that has been a problem for the Texans for quite some time. Like, C.J. Stroud has been under a ton of pressure when he's not playing, you know, bottom feeder teams. And the Seahawks are not a bottom feeder team. So it just feels to me like the Seahawks have the more explosive potential on the offense. So I don't know. It feels like the Texans usually score, like, I don't know, like 16 points in games against decent teams. Yeah. So especially at home in prime time, like, we haven't even touched on this. Like, the Seahawks have one of the best home field environments in all of the NFL, especially in prime time. Does feel like the Seahawks is the obvious play. But again, Jenks, sometimes it makes me feel a little nervous when both the plays feel very obvious in both of these games.
Yeah, that's sort of how I feel as well. Not to go back to the Bucs, I just can't believe we're seeing a 6.5. That just doesn't, in the Bucs game, that's one thing I can't get over. But when you're talking about this game, this feels like a, I don't know, I don't want to call a score, like a 21-17 win for the Seahawks. I'm just not a big believer in the Texans, and at some point they have to play better, maybe. I just think the Seahawks are a really good team. I think they're one of the better 4-2 teams in the NFL. And the NFC West, when you think about the Niners, when you think about the Seahawks, when you think about the Rams, like, this is quietly a very, very competitive division. And Seattle could easily be 5-1 right now. So I'm just big on Seattle and what I've seen from Sam Darnold, and I think they're going to overwhelm the Texans late to sort of pull away here. I would maybe put a sprinkle on the under, but I don't feel as strong about that as I do a side, which is Seattle.
I like how we continue to not think about the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
You mentioned all the teams.
I know.
And
I
we
thought,
don't think about
I was like, eh, it's Arizona. Whatever. It's fine.
It's I didn't think about them at all.
I know.
It's fine. But like running joke on the show, because like we were talking about how like if you Google the Arizona Cardinals, if you Google Cardinals, it's like the St. Louis Cardinals? It's like, no. It's football season. I'm talking about the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, okay. Oh. But yes, they do not deserve your time or attention. But from a betting standpoint, like I think I'm going to have way more plays in the first game as opposed to second game. Because like think about it. If you're somebody who crafts same game parlays like I do, you want a healthy total, 52.5, unless you love playing unders, which... Okay, psycho. Mm-hmm. This Lions and Bucks game, I feel like it is made for same game parlays because I think, you know, scoring's going to be, we're going to see a ton of scoring. It's indoors. And both of these teams have so many playmakers. I'm even looking at some of these anytime touchdown bets, like Mike Evans at even money. I feel like that's a solid one. If you think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns, like those are the games you should be betting on. If you like betting on touchdown bets, if you like betting on overs when it comes to props.
Yeah, and according to reports that we're seeing, Mike Evans is likely to play. There's even some optimism, according to ESPN, that Emeka Ebuka has a real chance to play. This is according to Adam Schefter. God, which makes me, again, wonder what the hell is going on in Detroit. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't
I'll take
know.
It. Watch tomorrow we wake up and it's like 42-7 Lions. We're like, oh, I don't know what happened there. I don't think it's going to happen. Nah, that's not
That would be crazy, though.
Nah.
Because here's the thing. I expect those type of games from, like, younger teams with younger quarterbacks. Like, we were talking about this in the first segment. Like, the Falcons and the Jags are very capable of laying eggs. But I feel like the Bucs are, you know, Baker Mayfield has established himself enough to where I feel like their floor is a lot higher.
Yes. I agree with that. I just don't think we're giving enough credit to the Bucks. That's all there is to it. I'm going with the Seahawks tonight. I got four bets on the card. Let's go. Coming up next here on the show, the Dogster. Is this right? Just finished a perfect week on the show. That moron. Can he keep it going? Can we follow suit? We'll find out what he's up to. We've got our best bets ready to go. That's all coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.